So we're completely shifting gears right now. We're going to close the book on elections and talk about something that to me is just absolutely fantastic. Was reading up a little bit on this. I want to welcome in Metro Councilwoman Denise Amorosa, but we're not talking council business today.
Not today.
No, we're talking Blue Star Mothers of Louisiana. So this is also the Mayor's Advisory Council on Veterans Affairs, and we're talking about the Hometown Hero Banner Program.
Right.
Tell me all about the program.
It got started last year. There's a couple of the other cities, parishes around us that have the same program. This last year, like I said, was the first year that we did it. The Blue Star Mothers Chapter 1 are in partnership with the Mayor's Veterans Council.
Okay.
And so last year we put it out there, and I think we had 35 banners, mm-hmm. and we want more this year, and they are fabulous.
So tell me a little bit about the banners and what's featured on them that we're going to get a look at.
The banner is absolutely a beautiful banner, red, white, and blue. It has a picture of your veteran mm-hmm. on it, or they can also be military that are serving at the present time. So it doesn't just have to be a veteran. It has the Blue Star Mother flag on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand this year they are going to put some kind of a recognizing our Purple Heart veterans as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the banner, 2 feet by 9 feet.
Yes.
Where does it go?
Last year they hung them down River Road, like between the River Cane Center and the levee.
Okay.
All down on the lamppost.
Mm-hmm. So the intent would be to do it the same spot this year.
Yeah, and hopefully if we get more than that, we're going to spread them throughout the city.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, if we could go like Government Street the whole way down and make the corner. I mean, obviously the nearest the USS Kidd would be the nearest,
right.
The correlation of heavily trafficked to be visible and the connection
military.
To the military.
Right.
Right. Those
right.
two things
right.
combined make that for the perfect location. Okay, so a couple of different things to talk about here. The first of which is how do folks nominate? How do you get your veteran involved?
Okay, the best thing to do is to get on the Blue Star Mothers Chapter 1 website,
mm-hmm.
and there is a drop down where it says banners, and all the information is there to be able to order.
Okay. And like you said, this isn't just veterans, this is active duty as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
So all the information is on the Blue Star Mothers website. The second part of this is for those that want to help out. I mean, we're talking for a one-sided banner, and I can't imagine staying in a one-sided banner. For the single side, it's 85. Double side would be 150.
Right.
I would think 150 is the way people want to go.
That's what I did.
Double-sided.
That's
yeah.
what I did last year.
Okay,
right.
So if you're not nominating a veteran, you could still contribute towards this.
Oh,
right?
It's not, you're not nominating anyone.
Well, putting your name in.
You purchase the banner
for that
for
veteran.
Your veteran.
Okay.
So it's not a nomination of any kind. You purchase the banner belongs to you.
All right, let me re-ask the question.
Okay.
If you don't have a veteran's name you want to submit, but you want to help out with cost.
That question has not been asked to me, but I'm sure if you donate to Blue Star Mothers Chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
And let them know that you want to donate towards the banner, I'm sure that they will designate that money towards that cause.
We're talking with Denise Amoroso about Blue Star Mothers. Let's back it up a little bit and talk about Blue Star Mothers.
Okay.
For those that are unfamiliar with what Blue Star Mothers does, how did y'all get started and what do y'all do?
We have this, our chapter has been around since I think about 20 years. It was started by Janet Broussard. Her son was a young gentleman, I think 17, went into the National Guard, and she saw a need to begin a chapter just for mothers to have support for one another and to support their children that are in active military. It's very important to have that support. I've had a child myself. Sorry? Blue Star Mothers don't do anything without crying. But anyway, I've had a son that was active duty. He was in Japan for a few years, and it's just really great to have somebody else there that knows what you're going through.
Yeah.
But our Blue Star Mothers, they support our active military, our veterans. One of our biggest projects is supporting our Gold Star families, and our Gold Star families are those who have lost family members in active duty.
We recently did some partnership with Gold Star families. I believe it was last week. if I'm not mistaken. So
right,
we
got. Excuse me. Let me just tell you this.
Yes.
This past Sunday was Gold Star Mother Day.
That's what it was.
Right.
Yes.
So they were recognized. But let me tell you this. Also, is our chapter is the one that plants the 11,000 flags on Memorial Day over in front of the state capitol.
Okay, which, by the way, if you've never seen, is overwhelming.
Fabulous.
It is overwhelming, to be sure. So aside from outside the capitol, like, y'all are active year-round.
Very much so.
What are some of the other things y'all do?
We do a wreath, which I'd love to come back and talk about, our wreaths that we do. We lay wreaths over at the National Cemetery, which is always takes place in December. It's a great little ceremony recognizing, again, our Gold Star families. And we lay wreaths on the gravesites of those military that have passed away. Like I said, we also do support our Gold Star families. We have a program called Our Community Salutes, which recognizes the young men and women who are graduating from high school that have signed to go into the military. So there's several things that we do throughout the year.
There's a scholarship program too, right?
We do have a scholarship program. Thank you very much. It's named after a young lady that was lost, and I apologize, I can't think of her name right now, but we give a scholarship to either a veteran or an active military for college.
It's, yeah, you know, y'all are active consistently. And yes, when it comes to the wreaths, I've never told you no, and I'm not going to start now. So, but back to the banners for a minute. The Hometown Heroes banners this round is, if you go to Blue Star Mom's website, I'm looking at the link right here to get over to the form. It looks relatively easy. So is there a cap? Is there a number that we would top out at? Or is
no,
this just go until we can't
no
anymore?
Cap. There is no cap.
Okay. All right, go until we can't anymore. The banners themselves, I need to, you know what? Let me forward this over to Alondra so she can put it up on our screen right here so Facebook can get a look at it. The banners themselves, I mean, they're just gorgeous from top to bottom in that, like you said, 2x9, so it's more long. It's red at the top. You see the blue and the white with stars and the flag behind the picture of the service person. The example you sent me, you shared with me.
Yes.
Was this one from last year, yes, or is this one getting ready for this year?
No, that one's this for,
okay,
for the, from last
so
year.
If you were in last year's, does that make a difference for this year?
Well, you can reuse it, but I believe that there is a cost to reuse the banner. And
okay,
all that information is on Blue Star Mother's website.
Okay. And the I mean, the purpose of this is as simple as just honoring those, because we,
right,
we sometimes misprioritize who we celebrate, you know,
yes,
and that happens from time to time. This is a nice recentering of who should be front and center with us. What the partnership with the Mayor's Advisory Council, what's that relationship like? What's that moving things forward?
Which I am on the Mayor's Veterans Council. They have been the ones who have coordinated the city to be able to put the banners up for us.
Mm-hmm.
So DPW puts them up for us and, you know, takes care of all the any equipment that they need to mount them on the poles.
So when they go up, what's our deadline here?
October 8th, I believe. It's at the bottom of the
Bottom of the flyer.
Yeah. And
yes, okay, deadline to purchase October 8th.
Okay.
At midnight. So by the end of October 8th, you got to be in. So
we want them printed up and taken care of so we can get them up for November, which of course is the month of veterans.
Yes, where Veterans Day would fall within,
right,
November, and we,
right,
celebrate veterans all November. How long do they stay up for, just November?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, can we keep them up? Like, no, I'm just, okay, so right after November, we roll into December, and you've got the Kiwanis Downtown Christmas Parade would roll right past that. I mean, just,
well, that's something to consider, but that's not my decision.
No, I know. I'm just, you know, thinking ahead on how to get a little bit more out of it, a little more juice out of the squeeze,
sure,
if you will. The number was 36 last year, you said?
25, 30, somewhere around.
Okay, 25 to 30 last year. Obviously, we can do more than that this year. It would be so great to be able to see River Road,
yeah,
just aligned with this.
See, and I'd also like to see him down 4th Street, where towards the Capitol.
Oh, I didn't even think about, yeah, that area.
They'd look really great going.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So If you go to bluestarmoms.net, you can navigate your way through until you get to the Hometown Heroes banners. In fact, you know what? Let me just click this link and put that link over on our Facebook Live feed so that those who are watching us on Facebook Live can get direct access to it. October 8th is the deadline. Denise, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming in to talk about this. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you're getting a look at the Hometown Hero banner from Sergeant Valerie A. Lowry in the Air Force. Now, when it comes to branch of military, that's just open, whatever.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good deal.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Go to bluestarmoms.net, navigate your way through. It's just a couple of clicks to get there. Or if you're watching us on Facebook Live, as soon as we get to our Your Money Now, I'll go ahead and post the link there.